Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and this is Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by your CFRC News Collective, Ara McCauley, Jesse Bell, and Jenny Hinch. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcasts, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Ara McCauley, and here are your local news headlines. The City of Kingston approved a 2026-2027 fiscal year funding allocation under the Canada-Ontario Community Housing Initiative, COCHI, Ontario Priorities Housing Initiative, OPHI, and the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP. These programs are delivered by the City of Kingston, supported through shared provincial and federal funding. The funding supports the repair and renewal of existing housing assets, the development of new affordable housing, and the delivery of homelessness prevention and response services, including rental assistance to low and moderate income households, home ownership assistance, and tenant support services. The report noted that many social housing properties, such as rent-geared income housing, have reached a stage in their life cycle where reinvestment is required to ensure long-term viability. The report notes that the Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit funding will support additional households to access safe housing, with a focus on individuals experiencing homelessness or transitioning from supported housing environments into independent living. Canada-Ontario Community Housing Initiative funding focuses on the preservation and sustainability of existing social housing, including capital repairs, maintaining affordability, and contributing to the expansion of rent-assisted units in partnership with local nonprofit housing providers. For the 2026-27 program year, $1,103,285 will be allocated to social housing capital repairs, supporting high and medium priority projects identified through building condition assessments. An additional $1.5 million in funding will be allocated to support new affordable housing development. The Ontario Priorities Housing Initiative provides the city with additional flexible funding to address local housing priorities, such as new affordable housing development, homeownership down payment assistance, and emergency repairs and accessibility improvements. Funding for the 2026-27 fiscal year will be directed towards the Home Ownership Program, the Kingston Frontenac Renovates Program, and housing support services. This will support renters and first-time home buyers in accessing home ownership opportunities, enable the completion of urgent repairs and accessibility improvements for low to moderate income homeowners, and provide tenant support services within social housing to promote housing stability, greater self-reliance, and social inclusion. The home ownership program was initially funded with $150,000 in municipal funding, with an additional $266,000 in OPHI funding, and $100,000 later allocated from the home ownership program's revolving fund, which captures repayments from past program participants and reinvests those funds to provide additional households with financial assistance to purchase their first home. The program assisted 7 households in the last fiscal year and is expected to support an additional 7 or 8 households in the coming fiscal year. COHB also supports a portable housing benefit for eligible renters, helping to offset monthly rental costs. At present, 384 local households are receiving this benefit, and the city anticipates an additional 60 households will be supported in the 2026-27 fiscal year, with priority going towards individuals experiencing homelessness or those ready to move from transitional housing to more independent living arrangements. The province has committed to maintain the COHB funding through March 31, 2029. However, no commitment has been made regarding funding beyond this date. Councillor Stephen asked staff what might happen to this funding at the end of the current term.
The province has committed to maintaining this funding through March 31, 2029. However, no commitment has been made regarding funding beyond that date. So my concern is that if this money is being used to help prop up so many families, this is only going till 2029. Are we just hoping the province is going to continue? Do we know?
Do you, Your Worship? Thank you for the question. That is something I can say comes up at every sector meeting and in terms of advocacy to the province. We have had this happen before. There was a program, Strong Community Rent Supplement Program, that ended in 2023. And it was a very similar. Thousands of families across the province that were in receipt of this funding, and they were facing that cliff as well. About a year before, the province rolled that program into the Homelessness Prevention Program. So that was addressed. I anticipate with the National Housing Strategy, we'll count on the renewal of that strategy and the funding that will need to be put out forward to support these families. There are so many households and families that are receiving this when you think of Toronto alone. So this is a pretty significant issue that we know is on the radar of the ministry and in their dealings and working with the federal government to renew the National Housing Strategy. So I don't know for sure, but our sense is that it'll be very similar, and that's our hope and what we're advocating for.
As a condition of funding, each municipality is required to contribute to Ontario's commitment to create 19,660 rent assistant units by March 31st, 2028. For the Kingston-Frontenac service area, a target of 23 rent assisted units has been assigned as an annual rent assisted unit target, which can include new construction, newly established rent supplements, recommissioned units returned to service, and newly acquired affordable housing units. Councillor Sanek asked staff about the city's progress on meeting its housing targets overall.
I know that the province brought in Bill 23 in October 2022, and with that came housing targets. From what I see, but maybe I see it wrong, but I'm hoping that it's right, it looks like Kingston has met its housing targets since Bill 23 came out. Is that correct?
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Mayor. That's correct.
Are the housing targets guided by the number of permits? And then what's the last year we have data for the permits? Is it 2025?
I will say we do not know where the provincial number 800 units a year for Kingston came from, but it was generally in alignment with the number of housing starts we were seeing in the early part of the 2010s. But since the housing targets have been enacted, not only has Kingston met, we've exceeded it on an annualized basis by 300 to 400 units, depending on the year. So we far and exceeded that. The last year we have complete data for is 2025, which is reflected in the report. But I did check the numbers today, and right now we are sitting at about 470 units midway through the year for 2026.
Despite this progress, Councillor Ridge highlighted the significant increase in average rental rates in Kingston year over year, noting it as a cause for concern.
One of the things I want to highlight is actually on table 2 of the report, which goes over average rental costs. So a couple of pieces that I wanted to highlight, but I hope that everybody gets a chance to look at this. For example, a 3-bedroom rental, the average rental increases from 23 to 25 by 27%. Year-over-year increase for average 1-bedroom apartment from 24 to 25 is 13%, 12.9 technically. So I think it highlights some very alarming trends in terms of affordability issues.
The final element of the strategy outlined in the report is the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, a provincially funded initiative that supports the delivery of housing assistance and support services to individuals and families who are experiencing homelessness or are at risk of homelessness. The program supports a range of services including emergency shelter solutions, supportive housing, community outreach, rent banks, and other housing assistance and stabilization supports. This funding may also be used for capital projects that create, repair, or renew supportive housing and shelter infrastructure. The Kingston-Frontenac service area received an HPP allocation of $8,766,000 for 2026-27, unchanged from the previous fiscal year. Councillor Stephen asked about assistance available specifically for families.
I read something recently, it was by Public Progress. There were multiple stories of people in our community who are experiencing homelessness and their families. So my question for staff is, you know, in addition to all of this excellent work that is happening with the money that we have, what are we doing for families, not just individuals?
Ms. Bacon-Hartley.
It does take a coordinated response. It's with the city, with the shelter, with the agencies, and also really working with community organizations. We can't do it alone. Within our department, we do fund agencies through prevention diversion workers and also family prevention diversion and also family housing first workers. So their main goal is really to work with the families, kind of help to identify what the barriers and to help remove them. Sometimes that's with the landlord, sometimes that's helping look for locations where there's opportunities. They also look to connect them to resources and family. And we provide financial supports. So that's through our homelessness prevention program. There is opportunity non-repayable grants. So that's to support families with rental arrears, utility arrears, last month's rent if needed, done through Ontario Works, if the family's on Ontario Works, and through the Salvation Army. And we also have the Canada-Ontario Housing Benefit. So that is something that we look at strategically to support a number of communities, vulnerable individuals across the city. We're currently, I believe it's about 385 families are being supported with that fund, an additional 60 that were just awarded. So that's where they'll be able to work with the Housing First, locate a unit, and then access. They'll help them with the application and to work through that.
HPP funding, including prevention and diversion, street outreach, Housing First, and homelessness prevention funds, will continue to support housing stability through investments in services such as case management, rent supplements, and housing support programs that help individuals maintain housing and avoid eviction. The report states that the strategic allocation of resources supports a balanced approach that addresses immediate needs while advancing long-term sustainable solutions to homelessness, adding that HPP-funded programs serve many of Kingston's most vulnerable residents, including women and children fleeing violence, seniors, Indigenous peoples, visible minorities, youth, persons with disabilities, and individuals experiencing mental health and substance use challenges. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is Jesse Bell with your CFRC Sports Desk.
After weeks of intense competition, the World Cup has whittled down to its final four. Let's quickly recap the quarterfinals before we discuss the semifinal matchups. The quarters kicked off on July 9th with a 2-0 victory for France over Morocco. Friday, July 10th, we had Spain and Belgium playing a 90-minute thriller, ending with a 2-1 victory for the Spaniards. On Saturday, we saw Norway and England clash, with the Three Lions coming out victorious. And the final game of the quarterfinals was between Argentina and Switzerland, and it was a dominant performance from Argentina with a 3-1 victory. That means we have the World Cup semifinals this week. On Tuesday, July 14th at 3 p.m., France takes on Spain, and the following day, Wednesday, July 15th at 3 p.m., we have England and Argentina. The World Cup finals are scheduled for Sunday, July 19th at 3 p.m. On a quick programming note, Wednesday, July 15th marks the start of our OUA football season preview brought to you by CFRC Power Plays. We'll be going through every single team, their 2025 results, and their 2026 outlook over the next few weeks. Over now to your City of Kingston traffic report. This is your City of Kingston traffic report. Cranbrook Street from Lakeview Avenue to Days Road is closed for pedestrian improvements. Baggett Street from Barrie to West Street is closed for the Eastern Canadian Little League Championship. Bath Road from Sir John A to Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays for the installation of intersection pedestrian signals. The city is installing intersection pedestrian signals at several locations to make it easier and safer for pedestrians to cross busy roads. Wright Crescent at Palace Road to Palace Road is closed for a contractor to complete roadway repairs, pedestrian safety and access improvements, and traffic calming features on Wright Crescent. Norman Rogers Drive from Sir John A. McDonald Boulevard to Van Order Drive started on June 15th. Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. This work will improve road condition, accessibility, and safety for all road users, including students, families, and local residents. Reminder that the City of Kingston and Utilities Kingston are in the midst of a reconstruction of Princess Street. This major infrastructure project includes upgrades to underground and above ground utilities, as well as improvements to enhance safety and comfort for pedestrians and cyclists. Barrie Street to Queen Street is closed for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street, and Aberdeen Street from Johnson to William is still closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. This is your Environment Canada weather report for the Kingston region. Monday, July 13th, 30 degrees is the forecast with a 30% chance of precipitation in the afternoon, dropping to 21 overnight. Tuesday, July 14th, slightly warmer conditions, 32 degrees and sunny here in the city of Kingston, but it's going to feel a great deal warmer than that, closer to 36 or 37 out in that bright sunshine, back down to 21 overnight. Wednesday, July 15th, 30 degrees is your high with a 30% chance of showers, mix of sun and cloud. A little bit cooler overnight, that rain will cool things off down to 17. Thursday, July 16th, 28 degrees with a 30% chance of showers, dropping down to 14 overnight, coldest night of the week so far. Friday, July 17th, 28 degrees with a 30% chance of showers in the forecast, dropping down to around that 15 degree mark overnight. Moving into the weekend, Saturday, July 18th, 26 is your high with a 65% chance of rain in the forecast. Sunday, July 19th, 23 is your high with a 90% chance of precipitation, looking quite heavy at that. And then starting off next week, Monday, July 20th, daytime high of 23 with a 70% chance of rain throughout the day. That's a wrap for sports, weather, and traffic. Over now to Genevieve Hinch for CFRC's concert and events calendar.
Hello, Kingston, and welcome back to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting from Kingston, Ontario, I'm CFRC's Community News and Arts Coordinator, Jenny. And this is your weekly events and concerts calendar brought to you by Flying V Productions. Whether you're looking for live music, community events, workshops, markets, or family-friendly activities, there is plenty of happening in Kingston this week, so let's get into it. Starting off Monday, Queen's Student Affairs is hosting a turtle walk at Douglas Fleury Park, where participants can learn more about Kingston's local wildlife. If you're looking to practice your French, Café Franglais returns over lunch on Sydenham Street. While evening features Craft and Create at the Central Branch Library for KFPL, and live music includes Nolan Habarb at the Cove Inn and the Morning Doves at Musiki Café. Tuesday features a mix of educational and creative programming, including the WaterWise webinar, Indigenous Water Teachings hosted by Cataraqui Conservation, an ASL workshop on Sydenham Street, and a Pokemon Terrarium Creations at the Pittsburgh Branch Library. Gardeners can also check out the From the Ground Up workshop at Calvin Park Library before the Salsa in the Square returns to Springer Market Square. Music highlights include 1999, The Ultimate Prince Experiments at the Sphere, and performances by Tom Savage at the RCHA Club, and Eric Urin and Megan Ballone at the Cove Inn. Wednesday offers plenty to explore, beginning with Live at the Library featuring Pete Moss and music makers at Calvin Park Library. In the evening, games in the square return downtown, while Swingin' Summer Concert Series continues at City Hall Amphitheater. Music fans can also catch Taryn McKenna at the Belvedere Hotel, Natalie Cran at the Bank Gastro Bar, Sean McCullen at the Cove Inn, and Petunia and the Vipers at Hotel Wolf Island. Thursdays feature the Kingston Public Market, Stories in the Square at City Hall Amphitheater, and Queen's Family Night at Elbow Lake, where families can enjoy an evening of wild watercolors. Later on, Movies in the Square returns with a free screening of Guardians of the Galaxy. Live music includes Adam Karch at the Cove Inn, Wayne Riley at the Helm Dockside Patio, Painted Moons, and Quentin Cottray at the Hotel Wolf Island, and Taryn McKenna at Bar Petunia. Friday is packed with live entertainment. Kicking It Country returns to the City Hall Amphitheater, while the Analog Island Music Festival kicks off at Hotel Wolf Island for the weekend. Other highlights include the LaSalle Causeway Spring Band as part of the Waterfront Concert Series, Off the Rocks Great Big Sea Tribute at the Sphere, Young Petty Stones at the Cove Inn, Whiskey Smoke at the RCHA Club, Squid Pistol at the Toucan, and the Oreos at the Merchant Tap House. Heading into Saturday, you can browse the Kingston Public Market, the Mini Market Series, and the Skilla Festival, or check out Chef Demos at the City Hall Amphitheater, and Saturday sessions in Confederation Park. The Analog Island Music Festival continues on Wolf Island, while music fans can also catch Rock for the Rydale at the Sphere. The Red Handed as part of the Waterfront Concert Series, Hag, and The Diaries at the Broom Factory, Sittin' Ducks at the Turnanog. Wrapping up things on Sunday, the Memorial Center Farmers Market returns from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. alongside yoga in Battery Park and the Kingston Pop Choir's performance of Sure Thing at the Tet Center. The final day of the Analog Island Music Festival continues at Wolf Island, and music includes Taryn McKenna at Parsons Brewing Company, Head Over Heels at the Cove Inn, and live band karaoke with the Oreos at the Merchant Tap House. This has been your weekly events concerts calendar for July 13th through the 19th. For more information on any of these events, visit the CFRC website and keep it locked right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. The events calendar is brought to you by Flying V Productions, bringing live theater, comedy, and unforgettable entertainment to audiences across Kingston. Be sure to check out their upcoming shows and events throughout the season. I'm Jenny. Thanks for listening and have a great week, Kingston.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and listen on the go, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, and for our podcast, Smith Engineering at Queen's University. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.